I want to continue our discussion of Idaber Davar, those things that were permitted to speak about on Shabbos and prohibited to speak about on Shabbos. In Siman Shin Zayin, in Seif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Vidaber Davar, quoting the pasuk from Yeshayahu, Shelo yehi diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel chol, my speech on Shabbos should be different than during the week. Hilkach, this is what I'm not permitted to say. Asur lomar davar ploni e'esel l'machar. I plan on doing this tomorrow. I'm going to purchase this piece of merchandise tomorrow. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's prohibited? Something I'm not permitted to do on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to speak about and plan for tomorrow. Obviously, I can't do hachanos, activities that are planning for tomorrow. But what about speaking about what I plan on doing tomorrow? So says the Shulchan Aruch, it's prohibited for me to speak about what I plan on doing tomorrow if those are malacha activities. So for me to say I plan on driving to the mall tomorrow or on Monday if the malls are closed on Sunday, that I'm not permitted to do because I'm not allowed to drive to the mall today. But if I say I plan on going to the mall, I don't say drive in the car, plan on going, traveling somewhere, so that would be permitted to speak about on Shabbos. Because Vidaber Davar is only where, the fact that it's is only where I explicitly speak about something that's prohibited on Shabbos. The fact that implicitly we're speaking about something that obviously I'm going to take the car there, that's not an issue. That machshava, that thought, is irrelevant. It's only the dibur that's prohibited. If it's mitzvah related, so then it's permitted. The pasuk says, chafatzecha asurim. Chafatzecha means activities that are for yourself, but cheftze shamayim mutarim. That's a part of the zmiros. Chafatzecha asurim gam lachshav cheshbonos. But I'm permitted to do things that are related to mitzvah, even though they may be money related or malacha related. That's why it says in the zmiros, ulashadeh chabanos. I can speak about financial aspects of a shidduch, if that's necessary, in order to keep things, get things started as soon as possible. That's permitted to do on Shabbos. So that's not prohibited under a Vidaber Davar, because that is not chafatzecha. That's not your own chafatzim activities. That's something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One last point of Vidaber Davar related to activities, Vidaber Davar speaking about Shabbos-related activities or mitzvah-related activities. Therefore, a person not only is not prohibited, but a person should speak to his friend. If he's speaking, he should show honor to Shabbos. We should greet people. The Shlah writes, and it's quoted in the Be'er Heitev, that a person, he greets someone on Shabbos, he should greet him with the greeting that he normally does during the week where he says good morning. He should say Shabbat Shalom. People think Shabbat Shalom was, yeah, I'm not religious enough to say Shabbat Shalom, that's too modern. You have to say good Shabbos, and that's a real greeting. No, actually, the Be'er Heitev, quoting from the Shlah, actually says the words Shabbat Shalom. That's the way we should greet people. I can say Shabbat Tov as well. You can say good Shabbos too. Shabbat Shalom is very appropriate, and that actually is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zochor Asum HaShabbos Lekacho, of recognizing that it's Shabbos, acknowledging that it's Shabbos, declaring the holy day of Shabbos. Wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom.